Okay, today is Daf Ayin. We're actually on Daf Ayin. Second top line, third word. Gerei v'charurei. The Gerim, the Mishnah said, the Gerim and the Charurim also came up to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. Manolan, how do you know that? How do you know Gerim and free people came, free slaves came up with Ezra? Big Daf today. The whole Daf is Agarata. We'll try to do our best. Manolan, how do you know? Amar of Chista, the Amar Kra, because it says in the Pasuk, V'chal ha-nivdal mitumos goye ha-aretz aleihem. Those that were separated from being Tameh. Who's that? Gerim and Avadim. Freed slaves, right? They used to be Tameh, now they're separated. It's a Beferish Pasuk in Ezra. Next, Mamzeri. How do you know Mamzerim came up? How do you know Mamzerim came up? So the Gemara says, Minala, how do you know? Dichsiv, because it says, in order to know this, in order to figure this out, we're going to have to do a little Navi, a little Ezra. Vayishma Sanballat HaCharoni. Sanballat HaCharoni heard. V'tuvya ha'eved ha'amoni, and also Tuvya the Eved. Right? Tuvya was an Eved Amoni. Okay? Uksivan it says, Ki rabin bi Yehuda bale shivuolo. There were a lot of people there that made shivuas. Ki chasan hu, because this Tuvya the Eved was a son-in-law of L'shechanya ben Erech. Okay? The Yochanan Bino, and Yochanan, his son, whose son? Tuvya the Eved's son, Lokach es Bas Meshalem ben Brachia, took Meshalem ben Brachia for a wife. Okay? Kosavar, this guy's an Eved. Tuvya's an Eved. His son married this girl, right? Shalom's daughter. Kosavar, this person must hold, Oven Kochavim the Eved, Haba al Bas Yisrael, Havlad Namza. Right? It must be his daughter was a mamza. Tuvi's daughter was a mamza. I'm sorry. Tuvi's son was a mamza. Why? Because this Tuvi was an Eved. He married somebody. They had a son. Now this son's going ahead and marrying a girl. Who's he marrying? He's marrying the daughter of Meshulam ben Brachia. Okay? But the father was an Eved. And he obviously, this our Tana of our Mishnah must hold that if an Eved has relations with somebody, that produces a Mamzer. Why? Because the Mishnah said Mamzerim came up. And we know that this guy Tuvya was an Eved, and he was an Eved. That says in the Pasuk he was an Eved. So it must be that whoever he married produced a Mamzer. Okay? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hani Chalavad Amar Vlad Mamzer. First of all, that's a machlokas about that. If an Eved marries somebody that Vlad's a Mamzer, that's a machlokas. El Amanda Omar Vlad Kosher Mayakal Amemar. That's not across the board. Also, Vesu, Mimaida Havile Bini. How do you know that he had a son from this marriage? That's what the question is, right? Mimai Havile Bini. Dilma, maybe, Lo Havile Bini, right? Who said. Maybe that from these wives he didn't have any children. Where do you get children from? Right? Could be that this Yochanan was a son from a guy. That's not a mamzer. That's for sure not a mamzer. What is this? What is this? Yichus? It's a different story. Not a mamzer. In other words, who said that this Tuvya had a son? Right? The problem was that the son's a mamzer. Why? Because Tuvya's an Eved. But who's the mother? The mother could have been a guy. Right? Which means the baby would be a guy and he's a guy. Doesn't mean he's a mamzer. Yeah, Eved. Yeah, Eved Kanani. That's a machloket. So what? Our Tana must hold like that. We never heard that before. Right? Our Tana must hold that.
That's a big
stretch. Very big stretch. We're going to reject it. That when an Eved marries a girl, the producer's a mamzer. So this Yochanan was a mamzer. So Gemara says, who said? First of all, that's a machlokas. Second of all, who said that this Yochanan's mother was a nice Jewish girl? It could be she was a Goya. And if she's a Goya, he's not a mamzer. He might be a Goy. But he might have to have me a Magayer. He's not a mamzer. Right? Right? Also, another question. Vesu, Mimai Dehacha Havilu Sliku. Who said that they came up to Eretz Yisrael with them? Dilma, maybe Hasam Havilu. They were there all along. They never went down to Golas. So they never came back with Ezra. So, right, Ezra took along with him Mamzerim. How do you know? Could be these people were there for the whole 70 years. Ela mehacha, from here. It says, Ve'ele ha'olim mitel melach, tel charsha, kruv adon, v'imer, v'lo yachlu lahagid beis avosa, v'zayram im miyisrael heim. Right? Remember, Rabbag went over this pasuk on Monday night. Right? Tel melach, what does it mean, tel melach? The mound of salt. What does that mean? Elu b'nei Adam, those are people, shedom imasehim l'maisei Sodom, whose actions became, like the actions of Sodom, shenevcha l'tel melach, that became a mound of salt. But what does that mean? That means arayas. Rashi says that, first of all, there's a pasuk in Devarim somewhere, that says that the whole city of Sodom, not just Lot's wife, was all turned into salt. Right? Why? Maisei arayas. So basically this whole pasuk is saying that the people that came back with Ezra were a bunch of mamzerim. They acted like Anshei Sodom. Right, by the way, the Ar Mefarshim, I believe it's from Sajigon, that when it says in Parashas Vayera, Vatihi Nitziv Melach, does not go on Lot's wife. Even though the first half of that pasuk is talking about Lot's wife. It says, V'ishtu, Vatabed Ishto Me'achora, Vatihi Nitziv Melach, Vatihi Nitziv Melach is going on the city. Right, I never saw that impression. Someone once told me that the Sajigon held like that. I looked at the Shai. Did not say that. It was not in there. It was not in there. So if that's something that somebody said that. What? Yeah, but it doesn't fit in the pasuk. Okay. Now what's Tel Charsha? What's a Tel Charsha? The mound of Charsha. Ze shekore aviv imo. When someone says, "Dad, Mom, mashtikuo." Gesund, mishtakto, we quiet him down. Why do we quiet him down? Because we don't know who his parents are. Velo yecholu lahagid beis avosam v'zaru im miyisrael heim. They're making a girsa, it's a play on the words im. Im means if, it's saying im, the mother. Right? Zehu asufi, that's a guy, an asufi. What's an asufi? So you found him on the doorstep of the church. Right? We don't know who this boy is. Shenasef min ashuk, he came off the street. We don't know who his father is. No, in other words, he's a product, probably, or could be, of a manza. Kruv Adon v'Amar Amar Be'avo. What does that mean? Amar Adon Ani Amarti Yu Yisrael Lefanei Chashuvim Kekruv. I said that you should be as special to me like an angel, like a kruvim. V'Heim Shmo V'Heim Samu Atzrom Kinemer. But they made themselves into like a leopard. Why a leopard? So Rashi says because a leopard doesn't care who it mates with. So again, just highlighted the fact that there's mamzerim here. Nobody cares who they mated with. If you don't know who you mated with, you mated with an ish, you're going to produce a mamzer. Take it to Amri. Others say just the opposite. Amar b'yavo. Amar adon afal pi she samo atzmam kinemer. Even though they made themselves like a nemer, like a leopard, nevertheless, they have chushuv mufan like a crow. I still treated them like a crow. Fine. Next. Amar rabba bar barachana. Kolanosa isha she'en hu genes lo. If anybody marries a woman who's not proper for him, the machlok is what that means. Rashi says that means a psula. Someone who's not lado. Right? In other words, you marry a psula. Rashi says that on the next memra. Rashi says, Isha hugenes lo, Shena hugenes, psula lo. She's puzzled to you. For example, a mamzeres. Not allowed to marry a mamzeres, even though she's Jewish. Not lado. That's what Rashi says. Others say, no, we're talking about if you marry somebody who is the daughter of an Amoret, people that you shouldn't marry, not Ithar, there's people that are beneath you. There are people out there. So if you do that, it's as if you plowed the whole world, v'zaro melach, and you planted salt, like we said Monday night. Salt doesn't. Salt, not only does salt not grow, it makes things not grow. Right? Shenemar ve'ela ha'olam mitel melach tel charsha. Amarava bar ada amarav, kolanosa isha l'shum mamon. If anybody marries a woman for the money, right? Then havain lo bonim she'enam bihuganim. You're going to have children that are not proper. Shenemar, because it says, Bahashem, where this pasuk is in Hosea, Bahashem bagdu, Hashem, they were treacherous, they betrayed Hashem, ki bonim zarim yaldu, because they gave birth to foreign children. Hashem atomar mamon polat. So fine. So you're going to have bad children. At least you have the money, right? The money will be saved. That's what you married her for to begin with. You married her for the money. Talmud Lomar says, no. Ata yochlem chadash es chalkehem. All the money will be eaten up in the chodesh. Right, the Gemara will say what that means in a minute. Hashem Talmud says, maybe chelko, below chelka. Fine. Your portion will be eaten up, right? The Nitse Malug, or the Tzom Barzal, that will be lost. But hers will still be there. No. Talmud Lomar Chelkehem, even her portion, you're not going to even yarshin her. Nothing. The Shema Tomar Lisman Meruba. Okay, so it'll take 50 years for the money to get lost, right? So for 50 years I'll have it. And then by the end of 50 years I'll lose it somehow. No. Talmud Lomar Chodesh. Right? My Mashma, what does that mean? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Chodesh Nichnas, Chodesh Yotzei. The month goes in, the month goes out. Talmud Lomar, the money's lost. 130 days, all it takes, right? 30 days the Dow can go down in half its value. It only takes 30 days, right? Ma'aseh b'chol yom, this could happen, right? Next, the Omar, Rabba Bar Bar Adam, the Amrule, Omar, right? Only takes one scandal, and all the money's gone in one scandal. That's all it takes, right? That's all it takes. Omar Rabba Bar Bar Adam, Amrule, Omar Rav Sala, Omar Famnuna, Kalanose Isha Sheinu Hugenes. Slow again, if you marry a woman who's not proper for you, again, say machlokas. Rashi says she's a psula. Others say no, someone you shouldn't be marrying. Eliyahu kafso, Eliyahu ties you up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ritzo, and Hashem gives you either. So it's a machlokas what this means. It says in the Gemara here it means ritzua, it means like a strap, like Hashem gives you a whipping. Others say the Kleoker says that it means Hashem does like nirtza to you, just like when an eved has a chance to go free and he stays on. He's sort of punished for that by making nirtz in his ear. What are you doing? You could be a free man. You're staying as an eved, right? So too, you're marrying someone who you're entering. You're making your life with someone who you shouldn't be with. Hashem kaviyachol gives you nirtza. Like you shouldn't be doing that. Either way, the message is clear. V'tana, and it says al kulam Elio kosev. Elio writes down what their psak should be. V'akadosh baruch hu kosev. Hashem signs it. Oy lo l'posel azara, woe is to him, he's going to apostle his children. Right, this seems to go like Rashi's correct. That we're talking about a psul, not somebody who follows an amaret. He shouldn't marry such a girl who follows an amaret. Doesn't seem to be that that's the pshat. Because now they're writing down, all you're doing is making more psulim in Klal Yisrael. That's true if you marry someone who's a psula. But so she follows an amaret, right, she could be the biggest tzaddikus around. Right, Rifki Menu, right? Biggest tzaddikus around. That's not going to make psulim. Right, Oilolo, Lapostle of Zaro, you're gonna apostle the descendant, or Lapagomas Mishpachto, you're gonna have a Pagaman the Mishpacha, Ulanose Isha Shein Hugenislaw, you're marrying someone you shouldn't marry, Elio Kovso, Elio tied you up, Vakash Brocha Rotso, and Hashem gave you a whipping, Vakalaposel, Postle, this is a new line, Vakalaposel, Postle. Anybody who always talks about Postle, he himself is probably Postle. Now, whatever somebody talks about, they themselves usually suffer from that same problem. The Ein Medaber B'Shiv Kol Olam. He never says good about anything. Right? V'Amar Shmuel, B'Mumo Posel. His mum is in the same thing that he's complaining about other people. That's usually the case. Now, whatever people are complaining about, usually they suffer from the same problem.
What? It takes one to know one?
What? No, not takes one to know one. People complain, oh, that everybody's so angry always. He's probably angry always. Right? Now we're going to have a whole gigantic long story to highlight this point. Hu Gavra, not an easy story anyway. The story is very, very difficult. Hu Gavra, there was once a guy, he was from Nahar Da. He went to the butcher shop in Pumpadisa. He's waiting online for meat. Amalahu, and he says, Havli Bisra, give me meat. So Amalai said to tell him, you're not first online. You're second online. Nutter, let's wait. Ad the shakal shmaid of Yehuda bar Yecheskel. Until the servant of Yehuda bar Yecheskel gets, he's in line before, he's ahead of you. Wait your turn. He's in line before you, you're next. This is the Rav Yehuda, this is an Amora, Rav Yehuda. Whenever it says Rav Yehuda, Stam Rav Yehuda is Rav Yehuda bar Yecheskel. Right? The Atana of Yehuda is Rebbe Yehuda bar Rebbe Loi. That's Atana. That's Atana Rav Yehuda. This is Rav Yehuda, this is Amora. Anyway, after I serve Rabbi Yehuda's servant, I'll serve you. Amar Man Yehuda Bar Shviskel. Who's this Yehuda Bar Shviskel? He's making fun of his name. Rashi says Shviskel means someone who eats a lot of meat. Who's this guy? The Kadamli, he's ahead of me. The Shakal Man Kamai, he's going to get before me. So Oslu, they went. Amru Leil Rav Yehuda, they went to Rav Yehuda and said, and they told Rav Yehuda the whole story. So everybody asked, how could they say Lashon Hara about this guy? So, the bottom line is, not an easy answer. The Mefarshim explained, I think that in Yaakov might even say it, the Ben Yoyada maybe, that you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about if it has to do with the Shamus of Beis Din. For example, when Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in Klal Aleph of the Chavetz Chaim, it's in the first page, when Moshe Rabbeinu told the servants to go summon Dasan and Aviram to come to him, when the Machlokas of Korach, right? The servant came back, this is the servant, the messenger came back and told Moshe, they said, Moshe, that they'd rather have their eyes poked out rather than come see you. So how can Moshe be Makab without Lashon Hara? Right? How can he be Makab without Lashon Hara? So the Chavetz Chaim says, because a servant of the servant or the messenger of Beis Din is not Lashon Hara. Okay? So the Inakov and the Ben, the same thing over here. This guy was a servant of Beis Din, Stama, or Adam Chashuv, and it was mutter for them to repeat it. Okay? However you want to deal with that answer, it's going to get worse. Shamte, Rabbi Yehuda put him in Cherem. Now, Amru, this is even a harder one. Amru, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Ragil Dekari Inchi Avde. He was very common, he always calls people Avadim. He always labels people Avadim. And the end of the story is going to be, this guy himself was an Eved. So that, what's the purpose of that Lashon Hara? What's the purpose of that Lashon Hara? I understand you want to say that he cut me in the line, he was rude to me, right? Fine, he was a messenger of the Beis Din, you have no right to do that, you're allowed to believe him. He called everybody Avadim? What's the twelves of that? I'm not sure. Anyway, Achr is a lie to Avda. So they announced about him, he's an Eved. Right? Rabbi Yehuda announced, put an ad in the newspaper, this guy is an Eved. Right? So what happened? Havi Azal Hu Azman Eladina. So this guy summoned Rabbi Yehuda to Beis Din. L'kai Meidr of Nachman, in front of Nachman, in the Rav Nachman's Beis Din. So I see Piska the Hazmana. He took the summons, the piece of paper, right? They sent him a summons to come to Beis Din. Azal Rabbi Yehuda L'kai Meidr of Huna. Rabbi Yehuda went to Rav Huna. Amalei Ezel or Lo Ezel? Do I have to go to this? Right, so the Mepharshim explained, because Rabbi Yehuda was the Gadol Hadar. So, the Gadol Hadar also allowed to get sued. Right, the Gadol Hadar is allowed to get sued too. But Rav Nachman says, tell me the whole discussion of why exactly Rabbi Yehuda thought he didn't have to go. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda tells him, Mezel Loi Barach LeMezel, you really don't have to go. You don't have to go, it's beneath you. But, Mishum, the Gavra Rava'at, Rav Nachman is a great man. Right, I'm sorry, Mishum Degavra, you're a great man. You don't have to go. But Ella Mishum Yikara de Benesia, but Rav Nachman's related to the Reish Galusa somehow. He's part of the big battalion if you don't go. So for that reason, you should go. So Kumzil, go. Also, he went Ashkechei de Ka'avid Maka. He saw that Rav Nachman was fixing up his fence. Right? Amalei, Lo Saval Amar, don't you hold Lo Hada Amar of Hunabar Idi, that Amar Shmuel, Kivin Shin Nisnamna Adam Parnas Al Tibor. Once a man has been appointed to the tzibur, asher basiyas malacha b'fnei shlosha, he's not allowed to do work. Imagine you see the rav of the town is under his car fix under the hood of the car. That's a bezayin. Right? Can you imagine such a scene? See Moshe Feinstein fixing the brakes under the car with a little dolly. That's not b'kavadik. So others say that might be true, but this is for a mitzvah. This is for the mitzvah of makah. Right? Well, imagine what a Kiddush Hashem would be if you saw Moshe go banging a hammer, putting up a mezuzah by himself. That's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Was it beneath him to do malacha? So for a mitzvah, of course, it's different, which is what he tells him. Amalei, no! Porta de gundir rita hu deka avidna. I'm just fixing my little fence in the. A small fix in the fence I'm doing for makah. I'm just fixing up for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You're right. To go be a mechanic, to go work on my car, to go wash my car on Sunday afternoon, that's a bizarre for a Rav, for a Talmud Chacham. But I'm doing a mitzvah. So he gets angry at him. Amalei, the Mepharshim said the whole thing was that Rav Nachman should know that he doesn't really belong here. That he's basically knocking Rav Nachman, belittling Rav Nachman. I don't belong in a bedroom like you. So Amalei, Misanya Maket, what's wrong with the word Maket? You have to come up with a word no one ever heard of. The Gundirita. That means a fence. What's wrong with the word Maket? That's what it says in the pasuk. Oh, mechitza, the Amir Rabbanon, we call it a mechitza. You came up with a word no one ever heard of. Whether you're some fancy, like a fancy poet, you come up with words no one ever heard of. Amalei, Yosef Mar a Karpita. Why don't you sit down, Rabbi Yehuda, on the Karpita, which means a bench. So Amalei, Misan Yisafsal, what's wrong with the word bench? V'amadam Rabbanon, a witzdevo, or like a platform, what's wrong with those words? Again, you come up with words no one ever heard of. The Amir Yinshi, that's what people call it. Amalei. Then Rav Nachman tells Rav Yehuda, Lechomar Esriguna. You want to have some Esrig? Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel. Kol Haomer Esriguna. Anybody calls it an Esrig, an Esriguna? Tilsa Berumas Rucha. They have like a third more gaiva than everybody else. That's what you call it. E-O-Esrig, Kidikari, either call it an Esrig, the Torah calls it an Esrig, even though the Torah never calls it an Esrig. The Torah never says it's an Esrig, it calls it a Priyat Hadar. Kidikur Rabbanan, the Rabbanan call it an Esrig. Oh, or Esroga, or call it an Esroga, the Amri Inchi. That's what people call it in the vernacular. What, you come with something, everything about you is so fancy? What the point of all that is, I'm not sure. Amalei, Lishtimar, and Baga. Why don't you drink some ambaga? Again, use some fancy word. Amalei mitani asparagus. We're talking about the word asparagus, which is the drink you're referring to. Dikari Rabbanan, that's what the Rabbanan call it. Oh, or ampek, or the cup itself is called an ampek. You come with some word no one ever heard of. So the amri inchi, that's what people call it. So amalei, so Nachman says back, tasi donag tishkinan. Let my daughter, donag, that's her name, let her serve you. Let her bring you something to drink. So Amalei, Hachiyam Ashmul, Emish Damshem Bisha. No, we don't, I'm not going to be involved with a woman. That's not appropriate. I should be involved with a woman. So Rav Nachman says, but Katana he. She's a Katana. Nothing improper is going to go on. He says, Beferish Am Ashmul. Shmul said, Beferish, Emish Damshem Bisha, Klal. Ben Gedola, Ben Katana. I don't think it makes a difference to me. But again, it's like halachic. He was trying to demonstrate that it doesn't really belong at this Bezdin. Every part of the story I can't explain to you. Nashtar Lemar Shamul Yalta says Rav Nachman, why don't you say hello to my wife Yalta? Why don't you wish her good wishes? Right? What's Rav Nachman thinking? It's going to get better when he says such a line like that. So Amalei, Hachim Shmuel, Kol Beisha Erva. Big discussion here, what that means. It means that you're not allowed to listen to a woman sing. So, well, she's going to say hello, she's going to sing. Some say yes, that she would answer back in a sing-song type of way. That was the custom, and because of that reason, he couldn't speak to her because he couldn't have Kol Isha. Others say that he was being machmor on himself, in a chanami, there's no iser, and the whole discussion. Can you say hello to a woman? Minchas Yitzchak of all people, Diane Weiss of Yerushalayim, says that Bizman Azeh, that's not an indication of any karvus. In the olden days, that might have been, you said hello to a woman, you were like practically married, right? So you walk down the street, you say hello to some foreign woman, that's a proposition. That would be inappropriate. Today, that's not inappropriate. Say hello. Good Shabbos. Good morning, good afternoon. That's not considered inappropriate. Kol b'isha erva. Ta'ayidei shliach. So listen to this. Say hello to my wife through a shliach. Amalei hachi amar Shmuel. Ein sha'olin b'shalom isha. So it says Rav Nachman, ayidei baila. I'll say regards. What kind of, how could that be wrong? I'll say, by the way, Yalta, Yehuda said hello to you. He stopped by today for Din Torah, and he mentioned that he wanted to wish you regard. That's a problem. I'm the husband. So I'm a lay hachem a shmul ain shalom b'shalom isha klal. No, we don't say hello to isha at all. That says a dying wise. But man, it's not that kind of society today where that would be considered an impropriety. I'm sure in some circles it still is. But
it makes sense. Rav Nachman didn't know this either.
What? That it's improper. He could have held to say hello through a shliach, through a husband, improper.
It's like
what? He didn't hold like Shmuel. Right. Like I said, there are people today that would hold from this. You don't say regards to someone else's wife. It's not appropriate. Right? Oh, you bump into someone in the street. What you should do? Ignore them. That's also inappropriate. Right? It's a fine balance. But there are those that hold that wouldn't be improper today. Some say it still is. Right? And the same with the kolisha. That was a chumrah. It's not kolisha. It's not... Most hold that if it's not a singing, it's not a Kol Isha problem. So either he was being machmor on himself, or they would answer back in a sing song type of way. Yeah?
A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't. It's offensive, I understand. You have to know who you're dealing with. Right. Look, in some stores, if you give change to a woman, that's considered inappropriate. Right? Put your hand towards the change, it's considered inappropriate. In many places, we would say it's not inappropriate. Right? It all depends on how you brought up and... You know, different people have different levels. It's not a question of right or wrong, right? There is halachically, it's not an issue. Oh, the Pesach Sefer does say if you're giving her the change so you can spend more time with her and continue to stare, that's everyone would agree that's inappropriate, right? But we're not even talking about that. Shalchalei debitzu. So he says, so his wife sends him shari la tigra. Hurry up with this guy. How much is he going to make you into an amaretz already? Says the wife. She's sitting there. She's hearing what's going on. How long are you going to make yourself into a fool, Rav Nachman? Finish up with this guy. So Amalei, so my Shatya, what made you stroll here? Right? China means a stroll. What brought you here? So Amal the Marhacha, what brought you here? So Amalei, Taska Tahaz Menusa, you sent me a summons to come to the Bezdin. Shadar, Marabasre, you sent me a summons. Amalei, Hashta Shav Shusa Demar Lo Gamirna. I don't even know how to talk to you. Can't even talk normal to you. Taska Dahaz Menusa Meshadma Lamar. I sent you a summons. So Apik Diska Dahaz Menusa Bibekhadya, he takes the summons out of his shirt. Fa'achvele shows it to him. He says, Nachman, look at this, he sent me a summons. Amalei ha gavra v'haditzka. Oh, you're here, and the summons is here. Amalei ha'ol v'asa mar l'hacha l'shtoy milei k'yechet l'limur mechanfei. So let's wait till the other guy shows up, so it shouldn't look like that there's a chanifa here that I'm having inappropriate conversation. I didn't realize. I don't want to make it look like I'm having inappropriate conversation without the other party being here. No, he didn't know. He forgot. He didn't know. He said to him, right? He didn't know. He was busy fixing his fence, right? So mechanfei rabbanan hadati. You don't want to make it the thing that the rabbanan are you know have behind the scenes are conspiring against this innocent guy. So amalei my time is shamte mar lahu gavra. Why? So Rav Nachman says to him. So most say the other guy's in the room now.
Yeah.
The other guy's in the room now. So Rav Nachman says, so why did you put this guy in cherem? What did you put him in cherem for? So because you know why? Tzier shulche de rabbanan. He was being mitzayer my shliach. He was bothering my shliach. He was, right? He was verbally abusing my shliach. So v'nag demar, why didn't you give him malchus? The rav man gate al man de mitzay shulcha de rabbanim, because rav held that you give malchus for such a thing. So he said, adif minei av delay. I did something even better. I put him in chayim. It's much worse. Chayim is much worse. So I gave him malchus. What? Right. Okay. Still a gadol. So I gave him much worse. I gave him chayim. Nobody could talk to him. You can't get an aliyah. You can't sit next to him in shul. You can't even walk in the same side of the street as him. That's much worse. So he gets malchus for 5 minutes. It hurts, and then it's much worse. My time, achris ma alaved of the havehu. Why'd you put an ad in the newspaper that he's an avid? So amalei the ruggle the curry in shi'avti, because he used to call everybody else an avid. V'chol posel v'toni, and we know v'chol posel posel. If you say a psul on everybody else, mistama, you have that psul. We said, so the Ben Yehuda says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to accept Lashon Hara from the Sheikh of the Bez Din, that Dosan and Avirim refused to come. Right? Dosan and Avirim said, the Sheikh says to Moshe. I don't have an answer for that one. I don't know. Right? The part that he was Mitzaras, he cut the line, it's all good. Shukra, Rabbanan 100%. That one, I don't know. What's the heter for that? Well, it's Lashon Hara. What do you mean? Calling him an Eved? So even if he's right, even if it's true, right? Let's still ask her. I don't know. We're going to prove he's an Eved. It's true. It was an Eved. Ve'eino medaber b'shiv chol olam. He never says good. No, but even if it's true, what gave him that to do? I don't know. What gave him that to do that? V'amar Shmuel b'mum apostel, right? B'mum apostel, right? What do you mean? He has the same soul. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Eimar d'amar Shmuel l'meichishleif. Yeah, Shmuel said you want to suspect that the guy has the same chesaro that he calls everybody else. You can make a suspicion like that. Achruze alei mi amar. What, to put that in the newspaper? That's allowed. Shmuel never said that. Ad hachi v'hachi. So we take out the next line. Asahu bar dinei min ha'adah. The guy walked in. Now the guy was already there. We don't assume that this went on without the guy being there. So this line we take out. So ad hachi v'hachi. Amalehu bar dinei lev Yehuda. The other guy pipes up and he says, Lididi karz liavda. You call me an eved? Da asina mi bechashmonoi malka. I am a descendant of the Chashmonaim. I'm not an Eved. I'm a Chash of a person from the house of the Chashmonaim. We'll talk about that in a minute. Week before Hanukkah, right? Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel. So said Shmuel. Called the Amar Midbeis Chashmonaim Kasina. Anybody who says they are from the house of Chashmonaim, Avdahu. They're an Eved. Why are they an Eved? There's no one left. Amalei Lo Savol Amal Had Amar of Ava Amar of Huna Amar Rav Kol. Okay, so now he says now he's a separate thing. But wait a minute, how could you paskin that he's an Eved, call Talmud Chacham Shmur Halacha, if any time a Talmud Chacham is going to paskin something, Uba, and now now an issue, in other words, you made a ruling, you made a Halacha, and now the actual Halacha came to Maisa, Im Koda Maisa Amra, if the Psak came before the Maisa, Shomilo, then we'll listen to the Psak. The im lav, and if not, ain shomin lo. We're not going to listen. So this memra that you said that you heard, that anyone who says that from the Beit Chashmona is an Eved, that memra, that halacha, came after this story. So we don't have to, we don't have to listen to you. So therefore, back to square one. How could you say this? Amalei, you're right. But Ha'ika Rav Masna Dekoy Kavasi. Rav Masna also held like that. And Rav Masna, by fascinating coincidence, Lo Chazil in Harda Tlei Sashni. He hadn't been in Harda in 12 years. 13 years. Ha'u Yoma, that day, Asa, he came. Amalei, Dachirmar, my Omar Shmuel Kika, Chazakaria Gudu V'Chazakaria Mabra. Remember what Shmuel said for Masna? When he had one foot on the boat and one foot on shore, he was getting off the boat, and then he made a halacha. Remember what he said? Anyone who sets up from the house of the Chashmonaim, Avdahu, he's an Eved. Delo Ishtayer Minei, because none of them remained. Elahahi Rabitsa, there was one girl. Vesalka Leigra, she went up to the roof. Vramai Kala, she lifted up her voice. Vamra, and she said, Kol Da'amar B'Debes Chashmonaim, anyone who's ever going to say that I'm from the house of the Chashmonaim, Avdahu, you're an Eved. You know why? Because I'm the last female. I'm the last female. There's nobody else left. So anybody who ever's going to say it, it must be they're going to be an Eved. Why are they an Eved? Because we're going to say now that Herod, Hordus, was married to this girl. And she's the one who, she's going to jump off the roof now and die. So Herod had the din of an Eved. So if Herod's going to say that there are children running around for me, it's not true. Because I'm dying right now. So there's no way that it must be they're an Eved. Right? Herod must have had other wives. These children that are running around in the palace, yeah, they were from the Chashmonai wife. Oh, she died. It's not true. Right? She was made, it's not true. Nafla Me'igra, she fell off the roof, Umesa, and she died. What? Right, no, so it's in case Herod would lie and say...
No, another wife.
What? But there were no Chashmonai. She said I'm the last one. Any other wives that Herod has are not Chashmonai. There are other women, whether the Jews are not irrelevant, and in case Herod's ever going to lie and say, these children are from me, it's not true.
So they don't consider Herod
a Hashemite? No, he wasn't Jewish.
I know.
He's considered an Eved. He was an Idumean, whatever that is. Right? So,
yeah. Jewish wife, and kids Jewish.
They are Jewish.
Why is it
not Hashemite? They're not Hashemite.
No, he's not. Why are they above
it? What? Because I don't know if Herod had any other Jewish wives. That's a good question. Why exactly there are Avadim? It's a big discussion. But assuming they are, right. So we're assuming that all his slaves, all his slaves, like him. They're all Avadim like him. How many Jewish wives did he have already? Probably none. But anyone he had it was by force anyway. Right. So let's say he had none. So maybe she was being made. He has none. All his wives are Goyim. They're Avadim. Right. So what? That's a little bit of a harsh end to the Chashmonaim. No. So excited about Hanukkah. So excited about Hanukkah, look what they did. It's not for them. Imagine what would have happened. They restored the Beis HaMikdash. They restored Torah. Right? Hanukkah is the Yontif of Torah Shaval Peh. Right? Last day of the Kedusha. It's the last day of Hanukkah. Okay? You're going to hear a Vark, you're not going to hear anywhere else. That Monday morning. Right? The connection between Hanukkah and Shas. Anybody know the connection between Hanukkah and Shas? Monday morning, you'll hear it. Right? Unbelievable Hanukkah. And yet, what a punishment. What an end. What a tragic end. Right? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says in Parashas Vayechi, because it took over the Malchus. Improperly took over the Malchus. All the Bali Musar say. The Alter from Kelm says, it's fire. Fire and brimstone. You see what Hashem does with an impropriety? See what Hashem does with an Avera? The Chashmonaim weren't spared because of an Avera. That's a scary. That's like a top 10 scary Vart. Right? What? You gotta know your place. And no, forget even knowing your place. How great they were didn't help them. Didn't help them. Rav Tzadok does say, so in the Otsos HaTorah, the quote of Rav Tzadok, that there are Chashmonaim around, we just don't know who they are. Can't be that the whole family was completely destroyed. We just don't know. She said, she didn't know, she knows every single Chashmonaim in the world? She said, from everyone I know, there's no one left. So Rav Tzadok said, don't worry, there are left. More than 100 years. Yeah, it's like a 100 year difference. Right? She knew every single person. So Rav Tzadok said she didn't know every single person. Just one vort in the Rambam. The the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, the first line of Hilchos Chanukah. Ready for this? Gabay Sheni. Kishemalchu Yavon Gzera Tal Yisrael. Ubat L'daitam. Right? V'lo Hinichol Atalatam Torah Mitzvah. They wouldn't let them learn Torah Mitzvah. The Chashmat to Yavonim. Upashti Yadam Mimonam. I'm going to skip. And then it says, The Gavru, Bnei Chashmonai Kahanim, Hagadolim, the Horogum, they killed the Yavanim, the Hoshiu Yisrael Miyadam, they saved the Bnei Yisrael. Listen to this line from the Rambam. V'he'emidu melech min ha'kahanim, they established a king among the Kahanim, v'chazra malchus li'Yisrael, they restored the malchus to Yisrael, ad masayim shana, until another 200 years around, ad churban hasheni. You read this Rambam, do you think there's anything wrong with what they did? Not at all. Not at all. You don't get the impression at all. They restored, it's like a glorious thing. Right? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Navi, there's no Navi by times of Hanukkah. Navi Shehemid Melech Mishar Shifti Yisrael, if a Navi ever establishes another king not from another Shevet, like Yavam Ben Avot was done with a Navi, Yehu Ben Nimshi was done with a Navi, right, Elisha, right, if you ever do that, Achia Hashiloni, V'haya Oso Melech Holech V'dachi HaTorah, B'mitzvah, V'nilcha Malchemes Hashem, he's a good king. Harezeh Melech, he's considered a king. V'chal mitzvot ha-malchus no hegespo. All the mitzvot that apply to a king of Yehuda apply here as well. Af al-pi she'ekar malchus David, with David, the kingdom is for David, for ha-yemi ban of Melech, his children are supposed to be the king. Nevertheless, it's still true. Shari achia ha-shiloni hemid yiravim v'amal lo v'ha-yem shmo tishon ha-skol es ha-sher, right? V'nisilo ba'yit ne'man, kashem v'nisilo David avdi. You need a navi to do this. I don't have an answer to this problem. On the one hand, the Rambam is giving this praise and glory to the Chashmonaim, and then the Rambam says, "Oh, not only a Navi could do that. You can do that by yourself. You have a Navi, Achia, Elisha, a Navi says, 'Yehu Benimshi, you're the king.' Good, we'll take that to the bank by yourself. I don't know if anybody has a problem. That's in Hilchas Malachim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Ches. Right? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Food for thought." Yeah. Yeah. Basically, yes. Basically, yes. And then at some point, the Romans started appointing kings, and the Romans themselves came in. Okay, next. What are we up to? That day, Achruz Alei, the Abduhu, Hahu Yomu, that day, Karin Kama Ksuva bin Ahadah. Many Ksuvas were ripped up in Ahadah, because everybody, this guy's family, nobody wanted to marry him. Why? Because he was now an Eved. Turned out he was an Eved Lamachreya, all his children are Avadim. Therefore, all his children that were married to people, they ripped up the ksuvas. No more marriage, right? Kikai nafik nafke abasir lemigmere. They wanted to stone Rabbi Yehuda because he just exposed this guy. And he made a whole churban in the whole town. Amalahu ishtiku ishtiku. If you keep quiet, good. Ilo, and if not, Magalina, I will reveal alaychu on you. Hadama Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Tarti zraisa ikka ben harda. There's two families here in Ahada. Now the next line, the Mefarshim say, was added by Ravina and Ravashi. He didn't say this, because if he did say it, then he was giving them the punchline. It's two families. One's good, one's no good. Want me to tell you who it is? So they put down the stones. Now we're going to tell you who they are. Hahu chada mikrei b'nei Yonah. One's family was called the house of Yonah. V'chada mikrei b'nei debei Urvati. And one was called the house of the raven. V'simanach tamei tamei tar tar. The b'nei Yonah was tahar, and the raven, b'nei raven, were tamei. Right, so the Mefarshim said that Ravina Ravashi added that line. Otherwise, he's telling them the punchline. Right? Shadi lahu regima miyadi. They put down their stones for ka'atba b'nahar malka, and it stuffed up the river. That's how many stones there were. That's how much they wanted to kill the Rabbi Yehuda. Again, a lot of the parts of this story are difficult. Machru Rabbi Yehuda Pupadisa. Rabbi Yehuda announced Ada v'Yonasan Avde. Yehuda bar Papai Mamzera. Bati b'nei Bartuvia b'Ramos Rucha lo Shakil Gita de Chirusa Machriz. One second, what does that mean? Machriz of Yehuda Pumadisa Ada v'Yonasan Avde Yehuda bar Papas Mamzera Bati Bartuvia b'Ramos Rucha. He's very haughty. Lo Shakal Gita. He didn't want to accept the get de Chirusa. He didn't want to accept the get to make him free. Right? He was a big shot. Machriz Rava b'Mechuzah Baloi Danai Taloi Milai Gazai. Kulam l'pasel, they're all no good. Amar Rav Yehuda, Gavoi Gavunai, that means the Gavonim, Dar Nunisa Darai Nisinoi. Dar Nunisa means they're from the generation of the Nisinim. Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Bekubi, Depopadisa, Kulam Avti. All those people are Avadim. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Arba Meos Avadiv Amulei Abos Alafim Avadiv. Either 400 or 4,000. Hayla L'Pashchur Ben Imar. He was one of the Kahanim Gedolim in the first Beis HaMikdash. He either had 400 or 4,000 servants, slaves. V'kulam Nitmu'u B'Kahuna. All of them married the Kahuna by lying and saying they were kosher. V'chol Kohen Sheyesh Bo Azas Ponim. And if any Kohen that's brazen, Eina Ela Mehem. It must be a descendant of them. Amalei Abaye, just the opposite. Amalei Abaye, no, Kula Yadvim Meshur de Minahardah. They all stood on the stone of Nahardah. Upliga Derbi Elazar, and it's Argus and Rabbi Elazar. Amalei Elazar, Imri Isa Korba Azaz Metzach. If you see a Kohen that has Azaz, Al Tahar Acharav. Don't question him. Shaharei, the Amcha Kim Revive Kohen. He's for sure a real valid Kohen. Why a Kahanim go hand in hand with Azaz? Difficult, because it has to go with Zerizas. And right, like it says in the first halacha of the Torah Shulchan Aruch, it should be az kinemer, to do the ratzon of Hashem. Then brazenness is a good thing. That's what it means here too. Right, to be brazen, to push in line, that's not a good thing. But to be brazen for Hashem, that is a good thing. And the kahanim with his reason in the base of Mikdash. Well, yeah, check his wife chromosome. Amar Advin, Rav Ada, Amar Rav, Kolanosa Isha Shein Hugeneslo. Back to that, if you marry a woman who's not befitting for you, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinaso, when Hashem is Mashu Shechina, made all called Shvatim, he's made on all the Shvatim, they ain't made on love, he's not made on you. Shinemar Shifte Ka Aegis Yisrael, Li Yisrael, Ebesai, Havi Aegis, when is that, Li Yisrael, Bisman Shah Shvatim Shifte Ka, only when they're pure. When you marry someone who's not appropriate for you, it's not pure. Amar V'chama Bar Rechanina, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinaso, Ein Mashu Ela Al Mishpachas Miuchesis Shvi Yisrael, he's only Mashu on the Miuchsim of Yisrael. Shenemar be'etahin um Hashem eyel elokim l'chol mishpachos Yisrael l'chol Yisrael lo nemar elokol mishpachos. Not every Jew, only the families, right? V'hema ha'yuli la'am, and they're going to be a nation for me. Amar Rabba bar Barhuna zimayel yisera yishba Yisrael l'gerim. The different miles between Yisrael and gerim to ilu b'Yisrael k'siv b'hu v'yisim l'hem l'elokim v'hema yuli la'am. V'ilu b'gerim k'siv b'gerim. He says mi hu zeh arvis libo l'geshet elai. Who's great that came close to me to become a ger? No, Hashem says Hashem, Vayisim li la'am, Vanochi e'ayah lochem le'elohim. It's written in reverse. First they come to me, then I go to them. By Hashem, Hashem goes to them first. And we will stop here. Then the next one says that gerim are like our tzaraas to Klal Yisrael. Some say for that very reason, because they don't have yichus, so they diminish the shechina of Klal Yisrael. But there's a lot of reasons why gerim are like that you'll hear tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
This whole thing is very difficult because according to all this Gemara here, we have to assume that today all these Mazaris at some point they got mixed into Klal Yisrael.